Welcome back to the Cakeish Podcast, honey. Yes, back to back recordings at 8 o'clock in the morning. Who is this girl? Welcome back. If you're new here, subscribe and follow and like and all that good stuff. But thank you for joining the Cakeish Podcast today, because honey, we got to talk. We have to talk. Let's talk. And typically I am, you know, I go up for all the ratchet shit, all of the ratchet shit, all of the ratchet trees, all of the girls being their authentic selves and getting their things. Like, I go up for that. Y'all know me. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to make sure, monitor my food. But we got to talk about Krishan Rock. We got to talk about Krishan Rock because it's just not cute anymore. It's not cute anymore. It's not, oh, she young, she need guidance, she need help anymore. It is like, it's just unattractive as fuck. Sorry. Like, it's just no other way to say it. And I am not the respectability politics girl. Do you, do whatever feels good to you in the moment. But it's just some stuff that's just not, it's just not giving. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, because I really avoid talking about Krishan Rock, period. I think the girl gets enough publicity, aside from me putting my little 2 cents that nobody asked for in the mix, right? But I feel that this whole recent situation with Tamar and Krishan allegedly punching her background singer, I feel like it has some truth to it. Because everybody's trying to be so hush-hush about it. Let's talk about it.
So, actually, after I made this video, Tamar Braxton did go ahead and issue a video statement about the situation. And she did confirm that Krishan Rock hit James in the face. I'll add that part at the end.
So, if you haven't been following, Tamar Braxton is on tour. Been reading really good reviews about her tour. And for whatever reason, Tamar Braxton chose to bring Krishan Rock out at one of the stops. Let's just stop there. Why? Not even a no shade to Krishan, but that's not even her demographic. Like, if I'm going to see Tamar Braxton in concert, I'm not checking for Krishan Rock. Like, no shade, no tea. Like, that's not even your audience. Like, your audience do not care about Krishan Rock like that. And I've talked about this before, but I cannot stand when celebrities get into this super mixy ass bag, because it's people that don't mix. Like, some celebrities just be so eager to be so mixy with other people, and the shit does not make sense. If I would have been in that crowd waiting to hear Tamar sing and she bring out Krishan Rock, like, I'm highly offended, because why? Like, I see enough of this girl on social media. I did not come to hear her music. I came to hear Tamar. Like, I know that audience was puzzled as a fuck. Like, what? Like, it don't make a lick of sense. So, okay, cool. That was my issue. But earlier that day, I was watching Krishan live, and she kept saying, like, I gotta go meet Tamar. I gotta hurry up. I gotta go meet Tamar. And I didn't know what she was talking about. So now we know she had to go to the show. But there seems to have been some confusion. I personally think it was a miscommunication. I think Tamar wanted her to come. I think Krishan thought she was performing, because Tamar was on stage actually performing, trying, like, when she brought her out, oh, give it up, Krishan, da 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 da. I think Krishan was just supposed to kind of like wave and hey and, you know, leave. And Krishan was just kind of like lingering. And Tamar seemed like she couldn't really get her off the stage. And so it just kind of got like awkward, because Tamar even made like a face one time, like, or whatever. And so then Tamar just kind of like let her stay on the stage. But when Tamar was trying to sing, Krishan was like trying to sing along with her. It was just cringy. It was so cringy. Like, you could look at Rock and tell that she was intoxicated. And that's another issue that I have, because Krishan Rock just did an interview with Jason Lee, and she was talking about her sobriety and like she's sober now, and you know, when she was drunk, like, it seemed like people wanted her to be drunk and da-da-da, acting a fool. And they're like, she's just not on that shit now. Like, she's sober, whoop-de-whoop. So, when she got to Tamar, we see, like, behind the scenes, they was backstage, I guess, before they came out together. And they it was clear that the drinks had been flowing. Again, two people who don't need to be mixy, because if I'm knowing, and I guess you're not a babysitter, you don't have to be like that, but if I know somebody is like struggling with their sobriety and trying to get sober because they realize they, you know, when they drink, it's a problem, I'm not offering them no liquor when they come in my vicinity, period. I'm not offering them no alcohol. I'm not babysitting them. You can't nurse nobody. But oh, she come in, oh, let's get this liquor, you know what I'm saying, let's put this liquor up, let's put some waters out or something. I'm just not doing it. And Tamar, I feel like you are older, and it kind of looked like, in my own opinion, it looked like Tamar was kind of like trying to impress Krishan. Like, she was trying to be on some young shit with Krishan. Like, she was twerking on Krishan backstage, and it looked very cringe. Like the auntie hanging with her young niece, like, trying to keep up type shit. That's what it looked like when she was twerking on Krishan and shit. I was like, why? Like, what is Tamar Braxton doing even hanging with Krishan? Like, I would prefer, like, okay, if you want to show love, if Krishan was really a singer for real, okay, you could have her come out and perform, like, a singing song by herself, or y'all can shoot content together. Shit, let Krishan interview you, or you interview her, or something like that, if you really want to show love. But bringing her to the show, twerking on her, y'all popping about it, it's just, I don't want to say you too old for that, because I personally don't believe, like, fun has an age limit. I'm definitely going to be the 40, 50 year old in a club, telling y'all that now. But I'm not finna be twerking on, like, my Lanises. I'm not finna be in the club, like trying to keep up with them. I'm going to an age appropriate, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to the age appropriate spots. I'm not going to the spots where my little niece, like, I'm 31. I have a niece that's 20. I'm not going to the same clubs that she's going to. If she say, auntie, take me out, I'll take her out. But I would feel like I'm on babysitting duty. Like, I really, like, be watching, like, making sure she good type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, that's neither here nor there. But it seemed like her, Tamar was trying to, like, really appeal to why can't I say this girl name? Krishan's demographic, which was weird, because you bringing her as a guest to your tour. You are on a tour. You don't need to do that. That's just my little observation. Another observation I had was, you could tell Krishan was tipsy boots, because you got the background singers in the back getting ready to do their job. Like, these people are at work, and Krishan is, like, putting her arm around the lady while she's trying to sing.
So, we got you this cake, this Love and War cake. We're so proud of you that you believed in yourself, and that you don't let anybody hold you down.
They got pineapple in
it. And so, y'all ain't never been to Tamar's house, but I have, and there's something that's missing at her house on her wall.
And people was like, well, she being rude. Don't put your fucking arm around me. Don't put your hands on me. Don't embrace me. None of that shit. If I didn't, like, give you the green light to do that. I don't like that. Like, Krishan was being obnoxious. People are scared to call it what it is. Because I understand we on this whole wave of, like, we don't judge women and this and this and the third. But I don't think that background dancer was being rude. Like, hey, get your arm from around me. Like, what are you doing? I think anybody would have that reaction. Like, don't touch me. I don't know you. I don't think it's nothing wrong with telling a stranger that you don't know not to fucking touch you, period. So I'm not faulting the background singer for that. It was a black background singer. It was James Wright, that's his name, the background singer who allegedly got punched by Krishan, crazy. And it was another dude. So That's what we see. What we didn't see is the actual altercation. And everybody's trying to be so hush-hush about this. That lets me know there is some truth to it. So Tamar's friend, who I guess he's also the organizer, one of the organizers of the tour, he's the one that went live and told everybody that Krishan punched James right in the face and sent him to the hospital because his nose was bleeding. Now, we don't have footage of that, but let's stay on task. So he said,
"Someone with 1,000 people, okay? And everybody's like, nobody knew you were supposed to perform a song. We didn't even know that you made music. We thought you was on Zeus." Right? So everybody's trying to calm her down. She's in there, ruff, ruff, like a dungeon dragon, right? So then James is like, oh, it wasn't on purpose. Like, nobody tried to, like, shade you. We didn't know that you were supposed to sing. She like, lie again. Lie again. And James like, no, nobody knew. And she hit James right in his face. Chip James' tooth. James' face is bloody. James is at the hospital right now because his nose will not stop bleeding. She's going to prison.
I guess Krishan felt the way because it seemed like she believed that she was supposed to be performing and she was actually supposed to just like come out and say hey and just like make an appearance. And I believe James Wright might have been trying to like explain that to her, and then she punched him. This is what I have an issue with. Why ain't nobody drag her ass the fuck up out of there when she did that shit? Maybe they did. I don't know, because again, everybody's trying to be so hush-hush about it. And I don't like that, because it's a bigger conversation to be had about gay boys always defending black women and not getting that in return. That's been a conversation even around when it comes to Sasha Santana. Again, I don't want this video to be super lengthy, but I don't appreciate how that organizer, and I don't know his name right now, but I don't appreciate the fact that he got up there, explained it, was like, you know, I feel like Krishan should be charged, da da da. And nobody came to his defense. Nobody backed him up. Like, he was backing up, you know, James Wright, the background singer. He was backing up Tamar. He was showing receipts. He had text messages like, hey, look, we just want her to come. You know, Tamar want her to come. You know, she just want to show her love, whatever. And Tamar, her team, nobody came and backed this man up to say, you know, thank you for speaking up about it, or yes, it happened. Nobody. And I just feel like that's flaw. I'm sorry. I just feel like that's flaw. I feel like they left the man on the ledge to really tackle this shit on his own. And I just think that's flaw as hell.
And again, feel free to fast forward this part. Like I said, Tamar did actually come to the defense of her team in that video. So if you want to fast forward to that part, feel free to do so. Again, I'm going to add that on it.
I think that's flawed. Now, I'm not even going to give James Wright too much because he's the victim. He got punched and he probably don't want to deal with that shit right now. He probably don't want to get on camera, you know, face, nose bruised or whatever. He just probably don't want to deal with that, and he's the victim. So I'm not even going to give him too much. But I do feel like Tamar should have said something. This was your doing. You brought this wild ass banshee up here. Like, say something. And one of your employees got attacked at work, allegedly. You're not gonna say nothing? Weird fucking vibes. Like, I hate when celebrities mix and mingle. And I seen it with Meg. I felt like they was just putting Meg in a room with just any old body. And I feel like they're doing the same thing with this Krishan girl. But the difference is, Krishan is very young and very immature. And she kind of lives in this world of everything's baddies. But this is the real world. This is not baddies. Right? So I just feel like inviting Krishan out the gate is a risk because you don't know how she coming. The girl might come in swinging. The girl might come in being irate. The girl might come in just being on just dumb ass shit, like dumb ass type of time. You don't know, but you just inviting this girl in. Like, why? Like, again, that's not even your demographics. Like, and everything is not baddies. And I feel like it's nobody checking Krishan at all to say, like, girl, this is not reality TV. Just because somebody says something to you that you don't like, supposedly that, yeah, you weren't supposed to perform, that don't mean you get to swing on people. Because if y'all love her, get her some damn help. Because I'm telling you, she's going to swing on the wrong person. And somebody going to whoop her on her ass. She not the only bitch out here that can fight. She going to run across somebody. Now, James Wright, yes, he's a man. He not supposed to hit no female, but he's human first. You don't know what that man done been through in his life. And you punching this man in the nose. He had to go to the hospital because his nose won't stop bleeding. Now, had he hit her back, we would be singing a different tune, rightfully so, because he, no man should be putting their hands on a female. But where's the repercussions for this shit? Like, and then she tried to get on live and explain it, like, oh, if I feel disrespected, if nobody put their hands on you, if nobody said something about your child, if nobody, you know what I'm saying, then that's just what it is. You don't get to put your hands on somebody because they tell you no. Because they tell you no. That's childish. Like, what the fuck is this? And it's just, it's too much defense. And in Tamar's defense, you know, Krishan do get a lot of flack online. People say she's unfit mom. People say she's just unfit, period. People say she's just, you know, people say she's, you know, she's silly for going back from Blueface. People say a lot of shit online. So I can see like a OG being like, okay, you know, you come out to the show, we gonna show you love, like trying to embrace her. But this shit is unacceptable. And I don't understand why more people is not calling out this type of behavior. This is not how adults handle conflicts. I'm sorry. Like, somebody's telling your ass no means you're gonna punch their background singer in the face. Why would you even think that you would be performing at a Tamar Braxton show? That's not your demographic. You don't have not a single song that would mesh with the people at that show. Period. Krishan would have been up there performing whatever, and the people who came to see Tamar, child, they would have been going to get their snacks at that time. It's just, that's not the demographic. Tamar Braxton brought out Toni Braxton. That's all the star power you need, bitch. That's your cameo right there. That's the highlight of your tour right there, because you and your sister don't perform together often. Baby, I would have lost my shit if I'm in a crowd to see Tamar and Toni Braxton walk out. That's all I need. The Toni Braxton, the Let It Flow that I listen to every single day, Toni Braxton. Not the Unbreak My Heart ass Toni Braxton on the stage. I don't give a fuck about no damn nobody else. To be quite honest, you walk Toni Braxton, I don't even give a damn about Tamar no more. The Toni, that's Toni, bitch. Like, and that's what I don't understand. Like, you brought Krishan out when you had Toni. Do you know how much your fans love you? But a lot of your fans were introduced to you from Toni. Girl, I would have went up. I would have been going crazy if I would have looked up and seen Toni Braxton walk on that stage the way I love Toni Braxton. That's all you need. So it's like, why did you even need Krishan? What was it? Like, why did you need Krishan? Like, why are you even trying to appeal to Krishan Rock's audience? You are Tamar Braxton. You are established. You are a singer for real. Tamar Braxton can sing for real. Like, vocals for real. The whole family. You come from a family of talented ass women, and all of y'all can sing live. It's one thing to sing, but y'all just can sing live. That's different. Like, that hit different. Like, you don't need Krishan Rock for anything. A cameo, nothing. You have your sister here. weird across the board. Tamar ain't said nothing, child. And I hate how they really left this man out to dry on his own. Like I said, that is another conversation. But I do feel like black gay boys, they do run to our defense a lot. And I do see a lot of the times where some black women, especially rich black women, just kind of leave their ass out to take on that on their own. But again, another conversation for another day. Yeah, Krishan talking about she deactivating her social media platform. And that's not like Krishan. Like I said, Krishan, y'all know Krishan Rock is a very internet girl. She get to tweeting and going live and showing her ass. So she gave that little vague ass video like, oh, well, I felt disrespected. So da 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 da. I'm going to meet disrespect with disrespect. But if she didn't do that, if she did not, and then she did another tweet, was like, y'all need to move on. If she didn't really do that shit, guess what? She would not be saying that. She would be online. I punched him because da, 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 da. Like, she would be selling the hell out, but now you want to deactivate and go silent. That says a lot. Tamar is, I don't know. That says a lot. Like, I just can't see one of your employees getting hurt at your show and you just don't say nothing. Radio silence. But anyway, girl, that's all I got. I ain't really got no more on this Krishan Rock thing. I just really feel like, I mean, I guess if you enjoy the music, you enjoy the music, but I just think people just have a problem with calling that trash ass behavior. If it's trash, it's trash. If you do something trash, it's trash. Period. Point blank. I think the whole situation with, I think anybody who puts all of their personal life online is just, it's beyond me anyway. But then I have to remember that I'm 31. These girls are like 22, 23. They're younger than me. It's just a different in age and it's a different in time period because, of course, I came up in a social media era. But I'm also old enough to remember a time where we didn't know none of the celebrity business. You could pick up a tabloid and it's all alleged. They was not coming out to confirm or deny. Not all of them. Some of them. Not all. I remember a time where if you wanted to know people's tea, you had to be in that famous people circle. Now you literally just open Instagram and their whole life story is online. It's just weird. I would never understand it because, again, it's just an age thing. Period, point blank, it's just an age thing. So I have lived with social media and I've lived without it. You get what I'm saying? So I've seen two sides of the coin where you actually did have to go outside to have a good time. And I remember when Instagram first came along and it was only for iPhones and I had an Android. So I didn't feel like I was missing anything. MySpace, I didn't feel like I was missing anything. I had MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? That was cool. But I still never put like overly my over the top business, my sex life, none of that shit on the internet. No, we make our jokes. Don't get it wrong. You look through my Twitter, baby, we gonna get these jokes off. We pop our shit. We joke all day. We play all day. My group chat is literally a big ass Twitter feed all day. So we play all day. Don't get me wrong. We talk certain shit, but real life, personal, what I'm going through with a nigga, never, not my thing. But different generation, different time. Let me know what y'all think though. But I think the whole Tamar thing was trash. I was just not feeling it. I just was not a fan. But that's neither here nor there. I guess we'll never really know the truth until James Wright decide he want to talk about it. But just judging off of how he is, like, again, we don't know these people, but just based on like what we see on Instagram and stuff like that, he just seems like a really sweet guy. Can't see him hitting her, disrespecting her, yelling at her. Don't know these people, but that's just my observation. Anyway, girl, how many minutes? Oh, that's a nice little short little podcast. Okay, so we've kept that short and sweet. Is there anything else I wanted to drag? I'm sure it is, but yeah, I'm finna get in here and eat. This shit is early. I don't know why I got up this morning and I felt like the urge to give y'all some type of content. Give y'all a little bit of story time, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I gave it to you. I ain't got nothing else to give. Don't ask me for shit else. No, just kidding. But anyway, whole nother video, girl. Thank you guys for listening to me rant. My thoughts that nobody asked me for at all. And I will see you girls in the next rant.
I wasn't going to say anything out of respect for James and his trauma and what happened to him. And when I say what happened to him, he got assaulted at my show. And it was by Krishan, but there was a lot of events that I believe were misconstrued. And so while I'm not going to set out the time and clear every little thing up for everyone, I want you to know the reason why I decided to say something. Number one, I care about my team. They're all of my friends. And we put this all together for the fans. I'm not a clout chaser. I don't need that. Like, my circle is this small. You know, I don't have to sell tickets for, you know, like, oh, I need to sell tickets. Let me do this, that, other. This show has been sold out for a month. I didn't have an opening act. I didn't need an opening act because I knew my sister was coming in the middle of the show. And, you know, when you're in different cities, you invite different people. And Krishan was definitely someone that I invited, someone that I actually, you know, looked at from afar as like a younger sister. She's from Baltimore. I knew that she was rowdy. You know, I didn't judge her because of that. You know, I felt for her on so many occasions. And I just felt like, oh, this was somebody I wanted to meet to, you know, possibly take under my wing. Because, you know, everybody knows that I don't have the best past. I'm sorry, I have a filter. I washed my face. I look crazy. Okay. You know, and in my journey of being a better person, I wanted people to, you know, accept me for the new person that I was. And the only way that they could do that is if I was given an opportunity. And so that's really all it was. I didn't call her and be like, oh, come on and perform at my show. I already knew Tony was planning to perform here at this LA show. She had sent me her number a while ago on a DM, and I reached out to her. Like I said before, like we all have, you know, Krishan is like a little sister to all of us watching her and then watch her make mistakes. We want to help. And this is what this Love and War tour has been about. You know, I have called several girls that I didn't know Drew Sidora. I didn't know Tiffany